Have you guys ever wondered what it's like when I'm not in a podcast episode? Well, this is it. Good luck. I didn't have any influence over this podcast at all. All I did was edit the intro and the outro, and that's about it. So if it's terrible, it's Z and Brandon's fault. The reason why I'm not in this podcast is because I wasn't really feeling it today or really this week. You know, the coronavirus has taken over my body. That's not what I wanted to say, but it's already happened. So we're just going to pretend like I have the coronavirus. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And don't worry, I'll be back. So don't unsubscribe. Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to the podcast No One Asked For. Eric and Brandon talk about random things with your hosts, Eric, Brandon, and Z.
Hi, and we're back with another episode.
Okay, yeah. There we go. That's the intro.
I'm Brandon. I'm Z.
Eric couldn't be here, unfortunately. For unrelated reasons. So.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Let's get into it. Go.
Do you think aliens are real? Yes, because I was aliens? Talking to somebody and they said that aliens don't exist.
No, I don't think they're real.
Why?
Because there's no evidence.
But just listen, right? Look, check it out, right? The universe is ever expanding. So how can all the life in the universe just be on Earth? How?
Okay, maybe they're there.
They exist, bro.
Who knows? Like, all right, until someone makes a discovery,
aliens
I'm
are
not
real.
Gonna believe it. Okay.
They're real.
Sure. Why do you
because
think they're real, though?
Why not?
If that's
why
your,
not?
Argument,
I know.
It's great.
Thank you. Yep.
All right. What kind of music do you like?
I like, you know, R&B, you know, gospel, that type of stuff. Yep.
Oh, we have a holy child here.
God. What's that supposed to mean?
I just want you guys to know if you ever go on Brand Snap, it's
yes,
not
it
very
is.
Holy.
What do you mean? So, nothing but. Quotes and what's it called, man? Verses. Yep, that's what it's called. Yeah,
the Bible.
Yeah, those.
Oh, so then you must know about the new Renegade.
Oh, don't even.
No, the Bible version of the Renegade. No. You know that version. Since you're so holy.
No. Because, you know, TikTok is a pretty unholy place, so that's not even downloaded on my phone, you know.
Oh, my God. Ooh, you're just so holy. Oh, my God. I love it.
I'm sure you're the same, though, right?
Yeah, of course. Like, of course, I say my prayer in the morning, the night, every time I eat.
Well, do you do it before your shower?
Yeah, it's just. I do it before and after.
Wow.
Yep.
That's So have you seen the new season of All American yet?
I was just about to say that. No, I don't watch All American. I'm breaking the stereotype.
I'm on season 2, episode 1 of All American. So, And I started watching it like 2 days ago.
Wow. That means
you're right. No, I don't. No life over here. And don't be getting on me like you've been doing something. Like what?
I have. I've been doing a lot of stuff. I'm in an AP class. AP art projects. Class.
Wow.
I've been watching Criminal Minds. I've been cooking. What else have I been doing? I've been painting the shed outside in my backyard. Mm-hmm. What else have I been doing?
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. We don't have to flex on your so intricate life that you live.
I don't have time to be watching All American. Yep. Sorry, my life is just so fully and great.
That's true.
God has given me the strength to do stuff.
I wish I could get that. I'm too lazy. Way too lazy. I mean, my room's not clean anymore.
Whoa. I thought you were doing good.
But then I started watching All American, so, you know, glad to.
If you're just sitting down and doing nothing, then your room should be clean.
But then you have to think about the snacks and when you get thirsty, you know.
Okay, you should have a garbage bag in your room.
No.
Yeah?
No. There's like... What? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 water bottles in my bed.
Exactly why you should...
Yes.
What? And your bed. That's sad.
It's not sad. It's just nowhere to put them, so they're just gonna stay there.
All right. Anyways, how do you feel? Well, actually, do you think that it's true that they're coming out with an iPhone 12?
I don't know. At this point, they need to switch from numbers to letters. iPhone A, iPhone B, yeah.
Oh,
that's what it needs to be.
Well, they remember they had a 5C. Yeah.
They need to go back and make it CSE. iPhones CSE. That's what it needs to be.
I don't think I'd buy that.
It'll probably be like $300,000 too.
Exactly.
Imagine just spending over $100 on a phone. Crazy.
I just spent over $800. So.
You have the Max. You had to pay for it. I got mine for free.
Oh wow,
you mad? Sound pretty mad. Pretty salty.
No, I'm actually pretty proud of myself because I have a job that's safe.
Okay. See, now you're flexing your life again on us people that don't have one.
It is, though.
Because it's people like you that are taking away all the opportunities to people like me.
See, you gotta move fast.
Well, when you're watching All American, you don't have time to be moving fast.
No. See there, no one needs to be watching.
Everybody should watch All American. It's probably the greatest show I've ever watched.
Tell me 5 good things about All American.
Football. Never mind. I take that back. The main character is black.
Okay.
Yeah. The main character is black.
I love
The main character is black.
Okay, you guys at home. If you can tell us 5 good things about All American, then
we'll set up a group email and you can just email us.
Yeah. Do you have
yes, all cases? My classes are online. All I have seven.
How many classes do you have?
45 minutes each now, anyway.
Well, look at you. Oh, wait, they're starting the new policy, right? Yep.
So, so is mine. Dumb. I mean, okay.
It used to be 25 minutes for me, right?
Listen, if you're listening, if you fail, if you're failing any class, you just don't try at all. Like, you have no, just why? How? How do you fail an online class? It's online.
Well,
you're at home. Come on.
Maybe they just don't want to do the work.
Come on. You're at home. You get to do it whenever you want to, basically.
Not after this. Did they split your classes up like two different days?
No,
that's what I did mine.
Sign it.
I have second, third, fourth, and fifth period on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then Wednesdays and Fridays I have six, seven.
Nope, I have to sign in every 2 days in all of my classes for 45 minutes each. And that's.
Oh, and we don't have classes.
Lucky?
On
what the heck? Why? That's not fair. That literally doesn't make sense.
They just said we. They said we need a break
from being at home doing your work. I just don't get it. Yep. I don't get it. Well, anyways, do you at least watch Stranger Things?
Yes. Oh my God, that's my show.
Thank you. That's the best show on Netflix. That's the best show on Netflix. Can't nobody tell me.
Shout out to Sinclair and Sydney.
You're like, you sound like a robot. Oh, there you go.
Writing me.
Never mind.
Oh, yep. Sound better now? Okay. I said shout out to Sinclair and Sydney for literally making me watch Stranger Things.
Is the best show on Netflix.
I literally have a custom made sweater, a shirt, and I'm about
it's
to get a
Stranger
hat.
Stranger Things shirt?
Yeah.
What's on it?
Yeah. What's on it? Or let me see.
Wow.
It has all the characters. Uh-huh. And then Eleven's like the biggest one there. She's like in the back, kind of, with her hand out. And then there's Fireworks. It's like from the scene. It kind of looks like they were trying to do the last scene where they were in the mall. But I don't know. It's really cool. I'll show you a picture later. Yeah. If you guys don't like Stranger Things,
if you don't like Stranger Things, go jump off a bridge.
Don't tell them that.
Oh man, I just don't understand how people don't like that show.
I cannot wait for
yes, I can't believe Hopper's alive. Oh, I thought he died.
Yes, oh
I thought
my
he
God.
Died.
That's literally.
I'm
crazy.
So happy he's alive too. That's my favorite character.
Me too. But I was kind of upset when like Will and him, Will's mom and him didn't get together. I think they'd be cute.
I didn't really like Will's mom. She just seemed to get in the way about in everything.
Just a little bit. I felt
just
that way
always
too,
in
but.
The way. Like, right. Bitch, right. Get out the way.
Okay, are you a sneakerhead?
No, really. Like, I like sneakers and stuff. Sneaker right now. Breads.
You have what?
Oh, wow. I said my most expensive speaker, I mean sneaker, is the Air Jordan 11 Breads. And I have outside.
The retro.
Robot. And now I can't hear you. So how are you guys' day going? I'm going to take this moment and have a one on however many people are watching this conversation. My day is going pretty great. Hope your day is too. And remember, you are the master of your own sea, and nobody can change your path but you or God. And always remember to love yourself. You know, and if you ever feel like you're in a dark place, maybe it's time to reevaluate yourself, you know, do some soul searching, find out, you know, why you're here.
Do you have any tips for our listener teen life?
All right. Oh, no. Actually, no, I don't.
Really?
No tips, because I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I'm just vibing, you know?
I could have sworn you were going to say watch All American.
Oh, yeah. Watch All American. That's my one tip. Watch All American. And if you haven't already watched Stranger Things,
watch that.
And don't forget about, like, your health, man. You know, just because you don't have to be doing anything doesn't mean that you should just let yourself go. You know, do some push-ups, maybe some sit-ups. Go, you know, just keep yourself in shape. You don't want to walk around here looking like a wet sack of beans or anything. So,
okay.
Just, yeah. All right,
my tip is... even though you can't go outside, well, you can, but like, even though we're doing quote unquote
social distancing,
keep in contact with your friends, like check on them, see what they're doing. Like, you know, everybody needs a checkup.
Yeah, just make sure you're practicing social distancing. You don't want to catch the China virus, you know.
Yeah, we don't want that.
So, yep. Man, Eric, I know you're listening. We need you, man. You can't be doing this.
Yeah.
Come on, you.
I know Eric is going to be one of the viewers, the listeners.
You can't just be ditching us, bro. We need you. What's the saying? Whatchamacallit? You rock this boat or you sail this ship or whatever.
You guys, if you know the saying, yeah. Tell us, because we
no. If you know. If you know the saying, text Eric on Instagram.
Yeah, you guys know his Instagram. It's like. No, it's not Eric, and yep, yeah. It's Eric. You'll find yep. Him. He'll
definitely answer.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about again?
I don't know. You were giving the people the speech
about sneakers, was it?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's your most expensive?
My most expensive sneaker. Are the Air Jordan Retro 11 Breads.
Oh!
And okay. I haven't worn them at all. Yes. Really?
I wanted those so bad. I was gonna cry. But then I thought about it and I was like, no, I'm not. I can't, like, I'm not gonna do this.
Yeah.
So... then I also seen the ones that I like, the 11s. So I'm just gonna buy those. And since I wear like little kid sizes, I'm
What's your size? Oh my.
Well, a 6.5 and a 7.
Wow. I wear a size 11.5.
Whoa there, buddy.
You know what they
say? Now I know.
You know what they say.
Now I know how your parents feel when they buy it.
No. Wow. But,
that's expensive. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a sneakerhead. Like, I don't like Vapor Maxes. I don't like Air Maxes. Yeah, Vapor Maxes are ugly. I don't care what anybody says. Those are ugly.
Well, what kind of Vapor Max are you? The one with the one with the soft top, or there's the one.
I don't know. Sure. I don't know.
I can say I'm a sneakerhead. Right now, in my room, I'm in Florida right now, guys. Like I said before, what I had brought was Stan Smiths, Air Force Ones, Pumas, Vans, and these really expensive slides. They're called Milano, and they were $80.
Sheesh, $80 for some slides? I mean, I paid $150 for I paid $150 for two pairs of Crocs.
Why?
Because
did you do that?
I liked them and I really wanted them, so I did it.
$150.
Yes, it was worth it because I wear them all the time.
What kind of Crocs do you
have? I have Crocs.
Okay, do they have a design?
Yes, both of them do. And I got the little things that go in them.
The little gibbets? Yeah,
huh?
They're called gibbets.
Oh, gibbets. Yeah, I got them gibbets.
Yeah, I was for my birthday, which is April 12th, guys. Easter.
April 12th.
Yeah. I asked my uncle to buy me Crocs. I've been wanting a pair for like a while now. But I also went gibbets. All right,
so
extremely expensive.
I almost dropped my phone. So I'm gonna give you a tip for when you're looking for Crocs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get a solid color.
Too late.
What? Do not get a solid color.
Why not?
Because everybody has solid colors. You gotta be different.
That's the point. I'm a solid person.
Nope. You gotta be different. You gotta stand out. You gotta be the diamond in the rough.
You have one.
I got the tie dye ones.
Everybody
has those.
Well, out here, but in New York, everyone in my school.
Yeah,
has
well,
those.
We're not in New York, are we, Z?
Well, do I live out here?
You okay,
Brandon?
Well,
no,
do
I
live out here? Yes, I do. Right.
Like, no one in my school has white Crocs except for my friend. Everybody else has yellow, turquoise, green, tie dye, and rainbow.
Well, tell them they can go die in a hole. Yeah.
And there are how many students in my school? There are 600.
And you know that off the top of your head.
Yes, because my teacher kept talking about it when they refused to shut my school down for the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, therefore, I am going to get solid Crocs with
school
gibbets.
Get, like, a weird color, like mint or, like, mint green or something.
I don't know. I don't wear weird colors. Why would I buy that? And it matches nothing.
Because
I have.
Then you were unique.
Okay. How about I buy my first one white and then my second
black
pair?
No. What?
I'm gonna buy a unique one.
Oh. Then you can.
How about that?
Okay. All right. Still freaking solid colors. Weird.
How do you feel about the KFC Crocs?
I haven't seen those, and I want them. I want them already. I haven't seen them, and I want them.
You should go look. Hashtag, guys, hashtag KFC on Instagram.
Bet.
KFC Crocs, actually.
Do that right now.
They are chicken scented. They smell like KFC.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Say on God.
On God.
Hold on. Where are these?
That's why they're taking so long to put them out, because they're trying to make them chicken scented.
KFC Crocs. What?
Yep, and they made the little gibbets. What? Chicken
gibbets. That's
cool. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, I need those.
No, yes, you don't.
I do.
What are you gonna do with that?
I thought I followed Crocs on Instagram. What the heck? Well, I need those, man. I would wear those with everything. Guys. It doesn't even matter. I'd wear those with a suit. Those are so cool.
I do not recommend.
I recommend you get them.
You're crazy.
Your feet might smell like chicken, but then you smell good.
Yeah, and dogs are going to chase after you, but whatever.
Do you like dogs?
I love dogs. I have a dog at home.
Two dogs. Yeah.
Really? I thought you only have one.
I got two of them things.
That's cool. Yeah.
But my mom always gets mad because she says I love one more than the other. And she's not wrong.
Which one do you
love
more?
I love the one that came to me when we went to go look at them. So.
Okay. Are they the same
yes,
breed?
Yes. They're Labradoodles.
Wow. You have to treat them equally.
But listen,
Brandon.
Listen. No, it's not my fault that that dog didn't get enough love. It's my brother's fault, because here's what happened, right? So we roll up to Woot de Woot Woot house, right? And we rolled up to the dog breeder's house, right? And we knock on the door and we're like, we're here to see the puppies. And she's like, all right, just wait out here. And so we run out, we go out to the lawn, and she opens the door, and like 10 dogs come out the door, right? And out of all the dogs, two dogs caught our interest, right? Because those dogs ran out to me and my brother. And so we choose the dogs, we take them home, and, you know, it's just a regular day, you know? And then my brother went to college, didn't take the dog with him. That's his fault. That's his fault. It's not my fault.
So you want him to take a dog to college?
It's not my fault. And plus, even when we were here, he wasn't showing the dog no love. So it's like, why do you even want the dog if you're just not going to play with the dog? You know, I was playing with my dog. I was showing him love. I was talking to him. Because, you know, I got him in fifth grade. I'm in 10th grade now.
Wow.
I'm in 10th grade now. So, you know, I was talking to him. I was playing with him. I would take him for walks and stuff. You know, it's not my... And plus, that dog been through some trauma. Like, not before, like, when he came to my house. So, basically, here's what happened, right? So, we used to let the door open when they would go outside in my backyard, and it was a really windy day, and the door was open, and as the dog was walking into the house, the wind slammed the door shut on his neck. Yep. And now he's been a very nervous dog ever since then. Like, his tail stays down. He's always, you know, and he doesn't like guys. He doesn't like men. He likes women. Well, I wouldn't say he doesn't like men. It's just like he likes women more than he likes men. Kind of like, never mind. Yep.
That's kind of sad.
Yep.
That was a great story, and then it just turned really depressing. Yep. So
well, I mean, we have a golf course in my neighborhood, and we would take them
around. In.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that... Can you say rich? Huh? Can you say no. rich? No.
We just live with a lot of old people. Like, a lot of old people live in my area.
That's actually, there's actually pros and cons to that.
You know what? They're old white people. So I'll be like, look, I'll be outside playing basketball and they'll be like running or something or walking and they'll just look at me, not even saying a word. They'll just look and it'll be the most disgusting look ever. I'm like, yes. Like, do you have something to say? It's like, yo, stop looking at me.
One day you should be like, hello, hey. Good morning or good afternoon.
Mm-mm. You're like, shut that nigga up.
Wow.
Yep. So anyways, back to my story, right? Or not my story, back to lightening up the mood. So we have a golf course in our neighborhood, and we take them there, and we just let them run on the golf course. And sometimes they get in the water. And, you know.
Water? Lake water? Yeah. That's disgusting.
They're dogs. Dogs are disgusting.
I would never.
They lick their own testicles. Come on. That's disgusting.
Good thing my dog is a girl. Oh.
Well, then. I bet you she licks her.
I don't want to know.
Oh, man.
Guys, I'm so sorry. For
you shouldn't. Honest. It's great when I'm like this because then people have fun and they laugh and stuff.
And you're the only one.
Well, you're laughing right now. Okay. Look.
I'm laughing at the statement.
What statement?
Ew.
Huh?
Your statement about you being like this.
I mean, it is great. I'm having a good time. Are you having a good time?
So you're saying that when Eric is not here, you're having a good
no,
time?
No, that's not what I'm saying. You do? I'm not. Because lying is a sin.
Hmm.
And I'm a child of God.
Yeah, and you're holy, right?
So, therefore, I just can't be lying.
All right. I guess you rest your case.
Thank you. I am very offended that you would assume something like that. You know?
Let me tell you guys what I did yesterday.
Okay.
No, tonight.
Okay.
So, every night... I watch Criminal Minds before I go to sleep. Bad habit. Don't do it.
You know, 4 a.m. is like the new 12 p.m., right? Or a.m. Exactly. Yeah. So everybody's going to sleep.
I'm literally up at like 4, 3
and
or 4.
And then sleep until like
doing
1 in the afternoon. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No. I can't do that. I have to wake up at 9 for school.
Imagine having school.
That's because my teachers like to video chat.
Ew, video chat with your teachers?
I know.
You can they see you? Oh.
No,
the camera's
off.
I was going to be.
I mean, they could see me if I turn the camera on, but. The camera's off when I video chat. Them.
Well, back to what you did.
Right. So I was watching Criminal Minds, and it was, like, a really scary episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we moved into this house, my aunt just moved into the house, and my uncle was like, oh, it'd be really cool if we put reflectors on the windows. So it's, like, this ceiling where you just take a coat and you put it on the window, and it looks like a mirror. It's super cool because no one can look in the house. No one can look out. Well, I can look out, but no one can look in. So it was dark, and we have blinds up too.
Mm-hmm.
So the blinds were open, and I had turned the light on. I was walking in the room, and I could see myself. Mm-hmm. So I scared myself, and I jumped.
Oh, it's okay. I do that every time, like, I look in the mirror.
Oh, my God. No, you did not just say that.
Especially in the morning, or like when you wake up and you have to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
This is like, who is that ugly ass nigga?
But I screamed like it was crazy. And no one woke up. So when, that's a pro, but it's also a con because that just shows no one cares.
Or maybe they just. I don't know where I'm going with this. Just drop that.
It's all right. But good thing is that I still watch Criminal Minds at night.
Well then, Criminal Minds like a cop show?
Criminal Minds is like it's an FBI thing. I'm
probably not gonna watch that.
You work with the FBI? Really? You've never watched Criminal Minds?
Do you watch Grey's Anatomy? Oh, thank God. All I hear is when I go to school.
Wait a second. You're not about to scold me for not watching it?
No. I don't watch Grey's Anatomy. Whatever I said.
Everyone that I talk to, they're like, you don't watch Grey's Anatomy? Oh my God.
Watch that.
Grey's Anatomy it sucks.
It doesn't make any sense. Or maybe I'm just too dumb to know what happens. It's one of those.
Maybe I'm just too dumb. Oh, yeah. I don't watch that. It's boring. I tried. I watched one episode and I was like, yeah, no.
Have you watched Black Lightning?
Yes and no.
I haven't. I watched one episode. I watched the start to one episode, and I already don't like it. It's so...
Yeah. That's why I said yes and no, because my little brother sat me down.
It's just so predictable. Like, you know what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nope. I don't like it. And everybody's freaking out because China and mm-hmm. McLean is in it, but...
Yeah, I'm gonna stay off that.
I'm gonna pass on that one.
Yep.
What else do I watch? Recently it's been a trend that everybody's watching Victorious.
Oh, Victorious. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've been watching that. I've been watching Sam and Cat.
I love the theme song.
I tried to watch Bella and the Bulldogs, but I just couldn't.
Oh no.
You never watched Bella and the Bulldogs. Come on. That show was so good growing up. I mean, it came out in like 2015 or 14, one of those, but still I remember watching it.
Mm-mm, I don't think I've ever fully watched the whole episode.
Oh my gosh. I used to love that show.
I used to watch, recently I've been finding myself watching Catfish.
Catfish?
It's hilarious, okay? Yes.
It's not that funny.
No. These new episodes are coming out? It's still, wow.
How many seasons does that show have? It's been running for like 7 years.
I don't know,
years.
But it's a lot. Oh my God, do you want to know my discovery? Do you know the, what is that thing? Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
He is a judge now.
Uh-huh.
That's my finding. He has a show.
Well, really?
He has
really?
A show, like Judge Judy?
He's a judge? Wow. Yes. That's crazy.
Yeah, he has a show, Jerry Springer.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Jerry Springer the Judge. I don't know.
It's just Jerry Springer's a judge.
Hold on. I'm going to find it. Jerry Springer.
Yep.
It is called.
It is called.
Judge Ew, Jerry.
Judge Jerry. That's so. Judge Jerry.
But yeah, I was going to see Eric's grandma in the hospital. Shout out to Uncle Pinky.
Shout out to you, even though I don't know you. I love you, B. I hope you make it out safe.
Yes, everybody send prayers. But while we were there, me and my aunt, we looked at the TV and we heard Jerry Springer and we were like, and we seen him in a judge outfit and then he was like ordering the court and I was like, wait a second. He has a
Is it actually him being a judge or is it just like a comedy or something?
I think it's like an actual.
Really? Thing. What does he know about law and stuff?
Oh, nope, never mind.
Oh, okay.
It says reality court.
Oh. I was going to say, what does he know about fixing stuff with problems and people?
I don't know. Maybe one day I'll go watch a show.
It's on, like, cable or something. Yeah, if it's on cable, I'm definitely not watching it.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone uses cable anymore. Nobody uses
cable anymore. Except for, like...
I think we just need Wi-Fi for Netflix and whatever other stuff you guys have.
The only people that watch cable are old people that don't have anything to do.
Actually, my grandma's cool.
I didn't say they weren't cool. I just said those are the only people that watch, you know, cable. Like, just even the word cable. Cable. Like, what the heck? Cable.
If you think about it, cable is like literally the cable in the cord. Mm-hmm. Like
that's literally what I was thinking.
Well, good thing I have a fire stick and it's jailbroke. So yeah, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm. I have one of those too, but it's not in my room. It's in the living room. And I'm not going out there.
You say it like it's like the dungeon or something.
Because then I have to communicate. And I don't like that. I like being by myself.
Anti-social niche?
Absolutely. You know, that's off this album. Please. Ow, I just cracked my leg.
Are you talking about Roddy?
Yes. Ridge? Please excuse me for being anti-social.
Oh, I want an antisocial sweater so bad.
Can you add one of those? Or?
No, I don't think it's his brand. I think it's someone else's. I just want the sweater. And a Astroworld sweater. Astro? Even though I don't listen to Travis Scott.
Unpopular opinion. Travis Scott music sucks.
Thank you.
The only reason Astroworld did good was because of Sicko Mode.
No, that's
it so does, cool. But people went so crazy about it because it had a beat change. The beat change.
No, because it had Drake on it.
And that.
I feel like that's the only reason why they played it on the radio. Yeah, I only like the sweater because it's colorful and you guys know I wear a lot of graphic stuff. Hashtag no regular shirts in this house.
I mean, I have like, I can count how many regular shirts I would have.
I can't because I literally have.
Well, then you can count. You have zero.
Okay, well played.
I have big brain.
And antisocial hoodie. Let's see who owns it.
It's probably some weirdo.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't have. Oh, grilled.
Grilled.
I don't know who that is, but shout out to you,
hey,
man.
Hey, Eric, you know who? Wait, never mind. He's not here.
Oh my god, you're annoying. Yeah.
Eric, I hope you're okay. Really, I do.
Yeah, we don't want you getting sick of
it. Yeah. You know that coronavirus is getting real.
It's getting real.
Cardi B is something else. Eric,
even though I don't like Cardi B, that was funny. Yeah.
Unpopular opinion. Yeah. I don't know. It just got really awkward, so I had to. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Actually, what kind of brands do you like?
I recently just started liking Champion. Like just recently. I like Nike, you know, Jordan. I like some of the stuff at Route 21, some of those.
Yeah, the graphics though.
What else we got here? Stance, you know, Stance. They make athletic socks. They make athletic socks and stuff, and they make really cool graphic socks.
What is
Stance.
It called?
Like, I'm gonna take this Stance.
With like two T's. Oh.
What is it? Yeah.
Stance socks. Okay.
Yeah, those socks are pretty cool.
They have the Lover Loser song.
I don't know what that is.
The loser thing where it's like L-O-S-E-R and then they have the V.
Oh, that.
Yeah, I want a shirt like that. Super cool.
I just like shirts that
look.
Huh?
That's just
I don't suck. I do other things.
Nope. Why are you laughing like that?
That's my perverted laugh. It's what it's supposed to be.
Okay. Let me tell you guys.
Acquired?
Yes, I just acquired a polo shirt, my first
Your first polo shirt. What? Yeah.
And it's so plain, like, it's just so weird. I haven't even worn it yet. I don't even think I want it.
What? First polo shirt.
Yeah, what do I really need a polo shirt for? Please tell me.
What?
Exactly, my
friend. I've been wearing polo since, like, before I could even remember. That's another brand.
I had polo stuff when I was, like, little.
Oh, another brand?
You know.
Fashion Nova Men.
What?
Yep.
Okay, Rich.
No. Just blessed, gifted.
Actually, Fashion Nova Men is a nice brand for men. Yeah, I bought my brother a few clothes from there.
I have like 8 hoodies from there. In case you didn't know, I'm addicted to hoodies. Like I love hoodies so much.
Let me tell you guys, when I first went to Indit and I met Brandon, He was wearing a hoodie and shorts and slides. Yep. And it was about 92.
I mean, it was summertime in Florida. So, come on.
Exactly.
Was I supposed to not,
and you have
was
a
I
hoodie
supposed to not wear a hoodie just because it's hot?
Yes.
No, I'm going to show that son who I really am. I don't care about no heat down here in Florida. Everybody knows Florida is just a big GTA server. Come on.
You look like a psychopath, and I thought you were crazy.
Well, now you know I'm not.
Actually.
Best thing to ever happen. That's what I am.
You're the best thing that ever happened to me?
Best person to ever walk into your life. Nothing but vibes over here.
Really? So you just put that as opinion out there?
It's not an opinion if it's factual.
Oh, sorry. Fact.
Factual. Hey. If you meet me, there's no way you can just not like me. I'm just saying.
First off, you didn't even want to hug me when I was leaving.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. No, because listen, all right?
Wait a second. You, like, didn't even talk to me when I got there.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. See, you're letting your emotions take you on a yeah.
All right. So then you tell me how. All
right. So this is what happened, right? Because I always showed up
late.
Tell them
what happened.
And you came in with the Duprees. Okay. I always showed up late. Uh-huh. And since you came in with the Duprees, you were always there. You guys were always there first. So we started at like 7. I'm there at like 10 or something. Because, you know, I'm black. Anyways. I show up at like 10 and I go about, you know, my usual stuff. I go sign in, get my usual stuff, right? Go in, get my snack, go into the performing arts room, eat, and then find where I'm supposed to be. Get where I'm supposed to be, and there's these two people standing up in front of the thing. And I'm like, oh, this must be our speakers. And so I sit down, and then you guys get to talking. And I'm like, all right. And then you go to eat lunch, and here the speaker comes trying to, like, you know, talk to everybody. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't have to talk to her, right? So I'm going to just go about my day. And then you stop me, try to talk to me. And I'm like, I'm being, like, so just antisocial right now, giving, like, one-word answers, like, good. Oh, wow. Yeah. Like, we're like, you know, answers like that. Because, you know, I didn't really want to talk to you. I thought you guys were speakers. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to just go vibe my day. And so we get to the lunchroom. I'm having fun, having things, this, that, and the third. And then the speakers come into the lunchroom and start having lunch with us. And they're sitting where the kids sit. And I'm like, hey, Sinclair. She's like, yeah. I'm like, why are the speakers sitting where the kids are and eating our lunch? He's like, those aren't speakers. They're new. And I'm like, wow. Wow.
So you're just
dumb. I told you I'm slow. Y'all ain't gonna believe it.
So you thought...
I thought you and Paris were the speakers.
A 15 and a 16-year-old were speakers. Okay.
I didn't know how old y'all were. I'm thinking like maybe 19.
So we must have looked older.
Maybe 20, maybe 18. I don't know. Y'all look like speakers.
Well then.
Not my fault.
Remind me to never, ever, ever get pink hair.
You had pink hair?
Yeah, I had pink hair.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's how long it's been.
You didn't have pink hair.
Yes, I did. I'll show you pictures.
What's pink hair?
When I first met you guys, I had
pink hair. I don't remember that.
Yep. Pink hair. Wow, I can't believe you thought of that, us like that. That's crazy. Yep.
Do you remember how I thought of everybody else when I first went to End It? I did not like any of them, really.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I didn't like any of y'all.
Wow, I don't even want to continue. Actually, I don't even want to continue this podcast anymore. How long has it been? It's been 39. No, my God. I don't even want to continue this anymore. I don't even. Who are you again? Have we met? Why am I doing this?
Brendan. It's not my fault.
How?
Okay, so before I even got to Florida, my mom was like, yeah, you're going to this thing. I already signed the thingies. And I was like, what are you talking about? I just want to, like, have a regular summer. I don't want to do anything. I want to sleep every day, stay in the house, all this.
Mm-hmm.
So then my aunt wakes us up 7 o'clock in the morning, like, hello, yes.
That's the other reason why I was so late. Because who's going to wake up 7 in the morning and be on time to a summer camp?
I know. I hated it. To a summer camp.
Come on.
And I had bad memories in Brooklyn about a summer camp. So I was like, I never want to go to a summer camp ever again. Shout out to my people in Brooklyn. And I hated it. So when I got there, I was like, oh my God, I hate this place already. Because I already hated summer camp. And then I'm just naturally a mean person. So y'all are over here talking
I wasn't talking Ms. to Sonya you. Ms. Sonya is trying to... So... You had no reason.
That was before. No, that was before I no tried to talk to you.
To hate me, at all, no reason.
Anyways, Masani's over here trying to engage me in icebreakers. Oh, yeah. Like, what even is an icebreaker? And then,
oh man.
So then Paris is like, oh yeah, let's just go do this, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Actually, I don't think I was there. Your first day you were there.
Yeah, my first day you weren't there.
I skipped a lot of days on that. I skipped a lot of days.
When I finally got to know you, I was like, oh, one day I was like, oh, where's Brendan? They were like, you know, he just, you know.
Yep.
Comes when he wants to.
I come exactly when I want to.
Man. You think you're grown?
No, I'm just saying. Ain't nobody waking up at 7 o'clock, you know, summer camp.
I feel you.
Wake up at 8. Take a shower at 8:15.
What are you doing for 15 minutes?
Trying to get myself together for the day, you know? You know when you wake up and you just sit there and stare off into space? And you're just like, wow. I really got to do this. I can't believe this. If I don't do this, you know what I mean? It's just one of those.
He said, I really have to do this. I can't believe I really have to.
Yep.
Well. Yeah.
Hello? All right, my grandma called and I didn't answer. So I want you to know how special this is for me. And
I feel very appreciated and I think Eric will be too. Okay.
So anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah,
staring off in space,
right? Wake up, take a shower. We wake up at 8, take a shower at 8:15, get out the shower at 8:45, get dressed, eat at 9, and then leave, and then be there at 10:15.
Why does it take you a whole hour? In 15 minutes.
To do what?
To get there.
Because I... Yeah. Huh?
Brendan, how far away from not that far. Do you live?
Well, it's far, but it's not that far.
Less than an hour, if I'm correct. And it takes you an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes to get there.
Okay.
I'm just not understanding that. That's not correct now.
You know, you gotta pass by McDonald's and all that. And it's just, yeah, you gotta get food after the food that you ate. Because, you know, I'm a growing boy.
And that adds 30 more minutes. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
and then you gotta pass by Wendy's.
Yeah, you need to speed the process up.
Yep.
Wendy's. After you went to McDonald's, I don't think that's
It's very healthy. Trust me. I mean, I don't do that anymore. You know, gotta get this. Yeah.
Yeah, Brendan, aren't you a basketball player?
Yeah, that's why I don't do it anymore.
Good job.
I hit 200 pounds on my bench press. And I'm very proud of that. I am, like, exasperated at that.
Wow. I can do 300, so.
300 get on my ounces. Oh. I don't even know how
okay,
that.
Okay, burn, dang.
Even. Yeah.
200 pounds? Me. Who is lifting that?
Me. 200 even. And I started the year off only lifting 105.
105 to 200. All right, buddy.
Big boys over here. I'm a big kid now.
Yes. We're sponsored by them.
Well, that's Pampers, right?
Yeah. Pampers.
I can't believe I used to fit in one of those.
Why say it like it's a disaster?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's crazy. Like, you went from being able to be held in a human's arm to what you are now today. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Holding other kids, but you, not you.
I
you
dislike
kids so, yeah.
So much. Just little snotty nose kids running around, getting everybody. Oh, nasty.
One day you're gonna have some BJ's.
Nah. I mean,
some Brandon Juniors.
I'm not gonna name my kid Brandon.
That's well, duh.
Yep. We'll probably get
actually, yeah.
Something with
what would you name your
something
child?
Like a V or an X.
A V? What?
Like, I think the letter V is like unique and cool. Because it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Unique. Oh, Vincent.
Huh?
Vincent or Vanessa.
That's too generic.
I just kind of thought you're going to name your child something crazy.
What?
Viagra.
Viagra. Oh, man.
Viagra, please come here.
I'm a problem. I'm gonna name him something with some meaning behind it. Like it's probably not gonna make sense, but it'll have meaning behind it.
Wow, my name has meaning.
Aziza. What'd that mean?
Daughter of a clone.
Huh?
Daughter of a clone.
Well, my brother's name has meaning. His name's Ryan. And his name's Ryan because my mom always wanted a girl, and she has three boys.
Three. Wow.
And my brother's name is Ryan because if she.
Wait, is this your my oldest?
Older, or? Not the oldest. He's the
baby. Oh, yeah, so you're I'm the baby. Okay.
So his name's Ryan because my mom always wanted a girl, and if she had a girl, she was going to be named Raina. So his name is Ryan. Yep.
So just after you, just gave up.
Brandon. Look at that. Just listen to that. Brandon.
Well, if you were a girl, you'd be Brianna. So.
Brianna.
That's cool.
Brianna. I don't like. That just reminded me of my seventh period teacher. Brianna.
Yeah. Her
name's Brianna, and I don't like her. Her voice.
She couldn't have been that bad.
So,
I had so many teachers. I've been through so many grades that I don't even remember my seventh grade.
Yeah, well, you're not in 10th grade. I still remember a lot of stuff. I remember all my teachers up until kindergarten.
That's actually kind of sad.
Why?
Because who has time to be remembering all that?
I like to build relationships with my... What the... I like to build...
But you want to be antisocial with everyone
well,
else?
Well, you kind of... Listen. When you have a relationship with your teacher, that means better grades. That means better test scores. And that means you get to be more lenient on how much homework you have to do. How much effort you have to put into it.
Actually, I can't agree with that. I'm not even going to hold you.
I cruised by. You know what I mean? Like, in elementary school, I just cruised by. And then middle school came. I still kind of cruised by. And now I'm in high school.
What high school do you go to?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it the one with Justin or is it the one with Eric?
Neither.
Well, that's the only ones I know. Oh, I know what school you go to.
What's it called?
Yes, I do. The one with the little lanyard.
The lanyards. Oh. Yep. Oh my gosh, that's so dumb. They act like those lanyards are gonna save our life. Like if a shooter comes up. If a shooter comes up, he's just gonna see the lanyard, be like, you know, I was gonna shoot you, but when I see that lanyard, I'm not gonna do it no more. You gotta scare me. You know what I mean? Like, it's not gonna do nothing. It's gonna pop my head off, bro. That don't make sense. Why do I have to wear this? And the thing is, my mom works for the school board. So like literally all the staff know me. Like almost personally.
Oh yeah, Brandon. Yeah, I know you.
I try and get some lunch, and I got to every 5 minutes I have to get stopped. It's like Mr. Jigger. Like yo, I have a first name, bro. We're not on a last name basis, man. Call me Brandon, yo. Stop it. I don't like that. And every time I meet somebody. Oh, and I'm like, not with my family or whatever. And they meet me, they're like, you Michelle's boy. No, I'm Brandon. Call me Brandon. Please. Or you play sports, what you gonna do if I say no? You know I can draw? Like, geez, leave me alone. Just because I'm tall don't mean I gotta play sports. I mean, I do. But yeah, hey, nobody asked you that.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
So why don't you tell them?
What?
Like.
Because then it'll be like being that. Disrespectful or talking back. That's why.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, he thinks we ended it.
Who?
Oh. Eric. That's tough. Oh, man. My grandma just sent me a voicemail. Oh, jeez. Right. I'm going to listen to it.
I think we can end it. So your grandma won't be worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the end of this episode.
Thank you, Brandon.
If you liked it, is there a like button when you listen to this? It doesn't matter. If you liked it,
if you
hit that like button, go tell your friends, share it on social media, do all of that, and you'll be a champion.
If you don't do that, go to Eric. Live
in a dungeon by yourself with no food and water, no sunlight, and you talk to rocks. And you don't want to be the ladder, so I suggest you do all that.
If you like this episode, go to Instagram and he will shout you out.
Huh?
Yep. I said if they like this episode, they should go to Eric's Instagram, tell them they liked it, tell him he liked it, and then they'll get a shout out.
Also, all right, on that note. Well, actually, I already said it. Never mind. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, which we doubt it, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. See you next week.